Good morning and welcome to Coffee. I'm Samantha Watson and I'm here in the studio in Bethel with the Dirt Busters. And you might be wondering, what are the Dirt Busters? Well, good thing that you're listening. I'm here with James, Emery, and Paula, three students on the Dirt Busters robotics team, and their coach, Nicole Smith. Thank you all so much for being here this morning. Folks might be curious, what are the Dirt Busters? How would you describe them to people?
We are a robotics team based out of Bethel, Alaska in the Gladys Young Elementary School. And, like, it's robotics. We do a whole bunch of stuff, including, like, problems for what, like, different problems that get thrown our way, robotics boards, like, going out and doing missions with a robot.
Yeah. Wonderful. And it's, you work in Lego robotics, right?
Yes.
So cool. And for a robotics competition or for, you know, also for your projects throughout the year, I understand that there's some different components. And each year there's a theme. And this year that theme, was it called Unearthed?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And can you tell me, how did you interpret that theme?
We interpreted that theme as, like, a problem that archaeologists face, and we chose to do a little booklet about different sites in Alaska, that because archaeologists have a hard time sharing what they have discovered with the public.
Right, and I heard that you took a survey of students, and can you tell me a little bit about, like, how that might help kind of problem solve?
Well, so it was just at the school, I believe it was Gladys and the junior high at the high school. So we just did a short, it was really short, survey. But 85% did not know what archaeology was, about any sites or museums in the YK Delta. And that's a very small amount. So we wanted to try to help encourage people knowing more about archaeology.
Yeah, and so for that part of the project, is this booklet kind of talking about specific sites? What kind of information is in there that you gathered as part of your project?
It talks about what archaeology is, but there are specific sites and even activities for that site, about, like, what's going on at that site, I should say.
Oh, cool. And those are all sites around Alaska that you guys researched?
Yeah.
And then for this robotics piece, I'm here to ask you, you know, you've come back last month. You competed in a competition in Worcester, Massachusetts. It's the WPI Waffle First Lego League event in Massachusetts. And that was a national/international competition, right? There were teams, or there were 44 states and 18 countries.
I believe so.
Represented. Yeah, I believe that's correct.
So cool. And that, all of these teams, they also had projects that were under this theme, right?
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit what that experience was like? I mean, like, was it kind of, did it feel like you were in an arena? That's a big gathering of people.
It was like an arena. Like, we had this big giant gymnasium set for our robot rounds, and there were like 8 different tables on each side of the gymnasium. So there were 16 tables, so 16 teams competed, like, at about the same time, and they did it so that at one point there would be, like, one side would have teams playing, and then the other side would have the, like, teams who had just got done, and then they'll switch out, and then they'll get the other teams set up, and that 2.5 minutes.
That's a really short amount of time. That's like, so is it, like, really kind of, like, for people to understand what this event is like, is it just, does it require a lot of focus, a lot of communication, or what, how is the team functioning during those 2.5 minutes?
Yeah, I would say it, you need a lot of focus and just be on it, and you have to communicate well with your teammates or something might not go quite right.
Yeah, like, if something doesn't go right, we'll like, tell them if they're on the other side, like, send it over here. We have the rounds that will make it faster and get more points.
Coach Nicole Smith, you have been coaching robotics for some years now. Can you tell me, was this your first time at this competition? And what was this experience with this group under this theme? What was this like to bring the team to this national competition?
I had the opportunity to bring an Ayakun team to this competition 2 years ago. So I kind of had a little background about what the arena was going to be like, what the competition was like, the area, the space, everything. So going in with that mindset, I knew that we really wanted to represent Alaska and we wanted to represent ourselves and our team. And having that background allowed us to be able to do that in a way that we were able to share with so many other people all about Alaska. Alaska history, Alaska archaeology, and it was really fun.
So great. And yeah, that was the other piece of what I wanted to ask you all about is, this is a competition, you're competing in like the almost arena, like Paula is saying, but also I understand like you had a booth and part of it is kind of about sharing between communities. And could you tell me a little bit about the booth that you had and what aspects of Alaska you brought to share with the rest of the competitors?
We had brought in Eskimo yo-yos. We had brought in story knives and some of our favorite dishes, like akurak and pilot bread with peanut butter on it. Oh yeah, and string stories. We brought in string stories too, and showing them how to do the string stories. We also danced in front of them, a whole bunch of people.
What song did you choose to your hawk to?
It was a berry picking song that it was you use it like you're picking, then you look up and you're looking way over there, and we don't know where it is because nobody ever shares their berry picking spots. And at the end, you're picking, and then you throw a berry up and you try to catch it. And me and Gretchen did this piece where the first one we would show the people how it actually is, and then the second one she would steal my berry, and the next one I would steal her berry, and then on the very last one, each of us would have a berry that flew way over that we had to run and try and find.
And also, I know that those were things that you brought to share, but you also came home with some things. So, Nicole, you received one of two judges' awards that was given. Congratulations. And the team overall received a judges' award. Could you tell me, Nicole, maybe a little bit about those awards and what that meant to receive them?
Yes. It was exciting to be able to get an award there because you're at such a big competition, and I view us as little fish in a big school almost, but we caught the eye of the judges, and that was really, really cool. I know one of the judges that was in their judging room actually stopped by our table and soda yo-yo and had lots of questions for them and just really interacted with the kids. So the fact that they did so much sharing, they caught the eye of the judges. They got a judges award, aptly named the Aurora Award. And it's just an award that distinguishes something that the judges saw that was special and unique, but it didn't necessarily fit into any of the other criteria for getting one of the top awards. And so that was pretty cool. Every time we go to a competition, there's always a piece of paper on the table, and it's for nominating your coach. And most of the time, I just slide them off to the side and hope the kids don't see them. Not because I don't want to get an award like that, but sometimes I don't know. But this time it was special, being my last year there in Bethel coaching robotics with these guys. And yeah, it was just a good way to wrap up the season.
Absolutely. And for the students, what was it like to receive that award that I hear maybe had a waffle on it, like the name of the conference?
It was very fun and special, and for me, I was zoning out a bit when I got it, and my brain was like, "Yay!"
I think most of us can say the same thing. That was, I think, just going through and then wait, what?
Big surprise kind of moment, like, oh, that's us.
I went into the competition knowing that we were a very small team with not many resources, and that we were most likely not going to be able to get anything. And I had already made peace with not being able to get an award or anything, and just hearing that us getting an award was amazing.
The competition was near Boston. Could you tell me a little bit about what you got up to while you were on the other coast? What were some highlights for you guys?
We went to a Boston Tea Party reenactment.
Oh my goodness.
That was fun. Like, we just got to throw these little, like, boxes into the water. Then we had to, like, pull them back up for other people. But, like, we also got to go to these, like, a Museum of Illusions, which was so much fun. There was this tunnel in the Museum of Illusions that you could walk through, and it had this galaxy spinning all around you. None of us could walk straight on that. It was so funny because, like, every time we went through there, it was like our brains were so dizzy we couldn't walk straight. We had to hold on to the railings and just keep walking. I think for all of us, the most favorite thing was going to the Museum of Ice Cream, or the Ice Cream Museum. It was an all-you-can-eat ice cream place for $20. Like, you could stay there for a while, and, like, you go through this whole thing. Like, there is a, like, choose-your-own ice cream flavor and a trivia for ice cream and ice cream from around the world, and they actually had akuduk for in Alaska
The
ice cream museum, and it was, like, so much fun that we got to see our native ice cream on the wall.
What else? I heard a little bit that you kind of accidentally stumbled into an archaeological site while you were in Boston.
So, yeah, we went to the Bunker Hill Memorial in the morning to just look around. And we went onto one side and sat around for a little bit. And then we went to the other side, and they were actually working an archaeology dig to look at, like, what happened during the Bunker Hill battle. So they were actually digging up, and I think it was, like, day 7 out of a 10-day excavation.
And did you get to see some of the artifacts from that dig site?
Yes.
Like, they had these musket balls, like, really old musket balls that had, like, lines from getting pushed down into their firing range. And, like, we got to hold them, and it was, like, so cool. It felt so much heavier than what they actually looked like.
There was the flint also that they used actually light the gunpowder in the spoon so it could actually go into the barrel and fire.
Yeah. Wow. And did you get to share a little bit with them about your project?
Yeah, we did.
We talked to them quite a bit, and we actually gave them our book. And with the little bit of look that they did, they said it looked pretty good for what they know about Alaska archaeology.
So cool. Well, in our last few minutes here, are there any other highlights or anything else you want to share about your time in the competition or even over the course of this year as a Dirt Busters team?
I feel like at the beginning of the year, we were strangers who, like, I knew James and Gretchen from being my friends over the summer, and Gretchen was my next door neighbor, so, like, we played a lot during the summer, but, like, when we entered the actual team, I didn't know half my teammates, and it was so weird because that was my first time on a GJE team instead of an Ayapun team, and, we started out as, like, strangers with each other, and then by the end, I would, like, every morning, like, every day when we got into practice, I would be hugging Amelia, another teammate, every day, like, as a show of welcome, and, like, we were so close, we made jokes with each other. It was kind of funny that way.
I also would say about, like, even just back to the Boston, like, people all over the states, the countries, we all had that just one or two things that we all liked that just, like, brought us together and made us so we would actually kind of talk to each other and not just sit at our table or something.
Yeah, so was a lot of the competition just, connecting with people from all across the world? There were, 18 countries, right? Like,
Like most of us were, like, chained down at our little booth showing people, like, different things. But it was so much fun getting to interact with them and, like, telling them stuff while they were doing their, while they were, like, sewing their Eskimo yo-yos together or while they were learning how to, like, do string stories. And it was, like, so much fun. And, like, at the end, when we were getting to the, like, final ceremony, like, the awards ceremony, we looked around and half the kids there had a string that they were playing with.
Yep.
That's so cool.
That last day, the day before that, at the end before we left, we would walk up and down the hall, the like made up walls, and you would just see, like, at least there's one person in each team that at least we had a string story, and that was just
cool. Every other person had a string on them, and they were like playing with them and fidgeting with them, and it was so funny, like looking at them. And I thought like they would look at our stuff and be like, "Ooh, cool, I'll try it out," and then I'll leave and I'll like not do it anymore. But no, they were just playing with them over and over and over and over and over again.
It's so cool to see it like visually spread too, and like you get to like all these people
see our stockpile of them go down, but you couldn't really tell like what was happening with them.
Yeah,
so you walked around.
And do you remember where, like, any people that you talked to or any friends you made, what teams they were from or what states you kind of got to know or what countries you spoke to?
There was a team right across from us. I believe it was Slovenia. Yeah, I don't exactly know how to spell. Yeah,
but one of those two, Slovenia, Slovakia, like, that
you got to kind of hang out with and connect with about, like you're saying, like you have these things in common. Like,
Or even there was also a West Virginia team that we also did lots of stuff with also.
So cool. And now you've got friends around the world. It was just so cool with things like this. Nicole, do you have any final thoughts about this team over this past year and this, you know, just kind of everything coming to a head maybe at this competition last month?
I'm just so proud of these kids because it was a very long season, because normally we're done in either December or February and going all the way into June. You know, it extended the season and it was very long, and but they stuck with it. They poured their hearts into it, and I'm just so proud of all the things that they've accomplished this year. It's always nice when you can walk away and have a completed, finished, published project that is out there for people ready to use, and it's not just an idea of something that they thought could work, but they were actually able to, you know, have a completed activity booklet for kids. And that is, I'm just so proud of them. I would encourage anybody next year that is wanting to get involved in something that is not necessarily a sport, but it's very well-rounded with academics, fun, Legos. I would just encourage anybody that wants to do that, grades 4 through 8, to talk to the people at their schools and get involved.
Absolutely. And where can folks listening find that project, that kind of version that you're talking about that exists, and that activity book?
It is on the State of Alaska History and Archaeology webpage. So if they go there, they will be able to find it.
But if you look it up, if you look up, like, archaeology booklet, the first thing you will see is our booklet, and you can get to that real easy.
Alaska archaeology booklet.
Alaska archaeology, yeah. Gotta be a bit specific, but
still, really cool. Yes. That's so awesome. Well, thank you, Coach Nicole Smith and Dirt Busters James, Emery, and Paula for being on Coffee today. And thank you so much for listening.